I think we're ready, Carla.
Yes.
Great. We are back in session again. I apologize for the delay. Mr. Hill, thank you for being here today.
Shall I start now?
Please, go ahead.
My name is Lee Hill. I'm a longtime resident of Portland, and I was a longtime member of what's called the Golf Advisory Committee, and I was its chair for many years also. And the program is 100 years old now. It's a wonderful program. It's tens of thousands of people use it for recreation, all ages, cultures, races, and whatnot. But as Commissioner Fritz knows very well, it's run into some financial snags in the last few years. And I want to appreciate what you've done for it. You really stabilized it. The last CAFR showed that the program is kind of breaking even again. And that's a good sign. But the facts are these. 2003-2004, the City of Portland courses registered over 623,000 nine-hole rounds. That's the least common denominator. We use a nine-hole round. The last few years, we've been under 400,000. So the demographics of golf and the play on our courses is down considerably. And the cuts you made were necessary. I understand those. But they've also affected the courses. What I wanted to do is just make an idea possible. We own Redtail Golf Course, which is in another county, in another city. It's in Beaverton. And I've been affiliated with all the golf courses throughout my life. I've been on the boards of the playing group. I've been with a committee and whatnot. And you know, Redtail's a great place, but it's not in the city of Portland. And we now pay, when I started on the golf committee, I think we were paying about $5,000 or $6,000 a year in property taxes there. It's now $200,000. And it's not going to go down. On the other hand, we have Rose City Golf Course in a dilapidated building. It's also not earthquake proof. You know, it needs money, and they're trying to raise it privately, and it's hard to do. Heron Lakes is basically run out of a couple of trailers. These courses have the potential of doing tremendous good for the city in terms of recreation and youth programs. There are all kinds of youth programs that we used to have that have really toned down because of the finances. What if we considered the sale of Redtail and putting that money into not just the Heron Lakes, put a pavilion in there and fix up the clubhouse at Rose City, but we could put it into all kinds of wonderful youth programs based around those courses on the east side. I'm just saying, could it be considered?
Thank you.
Can I respond?
Commissioner
and
Fritz?
I realize that the commissioner in charge is not here today.
I was just about to say that, so I won't speak for Commissioner Fish, but obviously
right.
Since I was in charge of...
Can you let him know that...
Since I was in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation,
I know I proposed this idea
for 5 years...
But it's just, if it could be considered, if we could just run some numbers. And I know there are other things that have to do with the property at Redtail, codicils, the concessionaires who own some of the buildings there and whatnot. But I think it's probably the only way that we can really get our courses on the east side in shape and open up those youth programs again that we've lost. And thank you.
So Commissioner Fish is not here. He is the commissioner in charge of Portland Parks and Recreation. I do know from having been in charge for over 5 years that is definitely something that we have been looking at. As you say, the challenge is that there is a long-term lease with the concessionaire, which is a significant legal issue. So,
but the concessionaire could also be a possible buyer.
I will just say that I know that Commissioner Fish is aware of this and is looking into the possibilities.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate your coming in.